combing through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Azuka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
On today's episode, Sonic Generations, Disc 1. Hello, everybody. Happy people. Hello. Welcome to another fantastic Sonic show. Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 15, and baby, I was born this way. Ugh, how long's it been? 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I apologize. I had a rough several weeks. Let's see, what was the timeline? Several weeks ago, I was not feeling great, and the day after, I had Retro Game Con to take care of, so that was a thing. And then, let's see, the week later... What happened? What did I do the week after? I don't remember. Oh, my computer broke. That's right. My computer was borked because I took it with me to Retro Game Con. And then last week... Well, I prefer not to talk about last week. But it's fun because here we are now. So, is my mic okay? It might be in a second. Hang on. Okay, there. I think I got it. It's the cables on these condensers are a little weird, and if it's not steady, then it's also this also won't point at my face. So there. I think that's better. I hope that's better. Sorry. Anyway, where the hell was I? Oh yeah. So I'm here now. Hi. Welcome to the Strictly Sonic Show. Before I took a few weeks off, we had just finished covering Sonic Colors. Believe it or not, there was no major release between the release of Sonic Colors in 2010 and the release of Sonic Generations in 2011, which means it's 20th anniversary time, everybody! Sonic Generations Disc 1 is on docket today, and I've got a whopping 26 tracks for you. And if you're excited about a lot of, I don't know, if you're feeling nostalgic, then this will be your episode. And of course, I'm certain you're going to know why. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let us get into the swing of things. This show is going to move a little quickly because I've got somewhere to be by 7:30. There's a show in town and I don't think the commute is made any better today with news that our president is in town. Which you can probably tell I am just absolutely ecstatic about. All right, let's get this moving. 2011 marks the 20th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog with a release of a game that came 5 years just a little too early. Sonic Generations, PS3 and Xbox 360, your console of choice, shiny new disc slapped into the tray, and your first few minutes might have sounded a little something like this. How long was I going on with nobody? Well, cool. I think there's a short in this cable. That's awesome. That's exactly what I spent $20 for. I really... I'm guessing everybody missed the entire thing I just said. Is this mic still acting up? This damn cable, I swear. I don't know which end of the cable is the problem, either. I'm gonna have to get another one of these now. Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna have to bite the bullet and tell you the story again. Cool. This is gonna have to get edited later. Alright, well, let's do this again. So, here we go. The second recanting of the plot of Sonic Generations, because everyone couldn't hear me the first time. And there's a bit of static. I don't know if I can do much about that right now. If I try to play with this microphone again, it's probably going to cut out. I'm really afraid to. Don't know if we're good. Hello? Oh boy. we good now? Hello? Okay. I got a level now. All right. I hope that sounds good on everybody's end, because I really don't want to touch this thing. I'm going to have to get a new cable now. I don't know why this went bad. All right. Let me try this again, and this time I'm going to move this over here so I can keep an eye on my levels. Okay. The second recanting of the plot of Sonic Generations. Classic Sonic is seen running through the Green Hill until he hears a noise and senses a brief earthquake. Though he ignores it, soon after, a mysterious entity known as the Time Eater appears in the sky and everything lights out. In the present day, in the mainstream universe, Tails arrives into a gathering that is attended by his friends. Arriving soon after, modern Sonic discovers that his friends have been preparing a surprise birthday party for him, as it's his birthday. Modern celebrates his birthday with his friends until the Time Eater disrupts the party by sucking everyone through various time holes and scattering them across time and space. Not happy with this, Modern Sonic tries to attack the monster only for it to knock him down. The impact of the attack leaves Modern unconscious in the grass. A while later, Modern regains consciousness, though he finds himself in a strange dimension known as the White Space. Noticing a colorless portion of Green Hill and Tails, now a colorless statue, nearby, Modern races through Green Hill, which regains color and life after he runs through it. At the same time, Tails is restored too. The two then spot Chemical Plant in the same colorless state as Green Hill was nearby, and Modern heads over to investigate. Meanwhile, Classic, whom Tails mistakes for Modern, passes by and goes to Chemical Plant as well. Later, Modern meets Tails at the Chemical Plant, and while there, the Hedgehog tells his friend that he is getting a strange sense of deja vu from passing through these areas. Exiting the Chemical Plant, the area goes back to normal following Modern and Classic Sonic's run through it. However, each Sonic is unaware of the other's presence. At the same time, the Chemical Plant... The plant is restored. My god, I can't talk. Amy is restored as well. Afterwards, the two Sonics race through Sky Sanctuary, restoring Knuckles in the process. Following that, Classic ends up on a highway in Stardust Speedway, where he defeats Classic Metal Sonic and gets a Chaos Emerald from him. Later, Modern Sonic and Classic Sonic end up inside a boss gate at the same time, separated by a glass wall, which they think is a mirror. Suddenly, however, Modern Eggman's voice is heard from the exit of the boss gate, mocking the Hedgehogs and telling them that he will end Sonic soon. While Modern is unfazed by the taunt, Classic heads into the exit. Modern Sonic then realizes that there is another version of himself there and tries to enter the exit as well, only for it to close behind he is able to before he is able to pass through it. Meanwhile, Classic fights Eggman and his Death Egg robot aboard the Death Egg. After the Doctor is defeated, he is kidnapped by the Time Eater as he begs Sonic for help. Later, both Sonics meet in the White Space, surprised by each other's presence, and they also meet Classic Tails and Modern Tails. The four then discover that they are traveling through time and space, which explains the various locations they recognize. The quartet subsequently teams up with to stop the Time Eater's rampage and save the remaining friends. God, my voice hurts. All right, more music. First a promo. No, not a promo. First a bumper. Where did I put those things? Oh, here they are. That's not how this works. What the heck? Hold on. It's this one. There we go. I had to look through the... That goes there. Okay, yep, here we go. All right, next block. Stick around.
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Bye.
Alrighty. That was your second music. Now two-thirds through the disc one of this OST. In case you're wondering, the three versions of Speed Highway, Act 1, Act 2, and then, well, actually, the third track wasn't a version, it was just going down. City Escape, the Cash Cash remix for Act 1, the Blue Blue remix of Escape from the City for Act 2, and then the Gun Convoy, Mad Convoy Race, and then Seaside Hills, Act 1, and 2. Got a couple of bangers left, but before that, a little bit of info on... Cat's being a little naughty today. All right, here we are. So, continuing on from where we left off in the story. Continuing onward, the Sonics rescue Cream the Rabbit and Cheese after restoring Speed Highway, Rouge after restoring City Escape, and SBO after restoring Seaside Hill. Along the way, the two tails figure out that the Time Eater is tearing space apart as it moves through time, thereby ripping pieces from across space and time from their locations in their timelines and placing their now lifeless and dead areas in white space. However, by speeding through time in these areas, the Sonics are able to fix space and return life to these areas. With the universe about to fall into chaos because of the Time Eater, the Sonics realize they have to get going like never before. Soon after, Modern Sonic claims a Chaos Emerald, filing a meeting and a clash with Shadow on board the Space Colony Ark. Not long after, he finds himself in a flooded station square where he defeats Perfect Chaos. Afterward, the Classic and Modern pairs discover that the Time Eater does not like the Chaos Emeralds, making their hunt for the gems even more important. Continuing their adventure, the Sonics pass through Crisis City, Rooftop Run, and Planet Wisp, restoring these locations and rescuing Blaze, Vector, and Charmy, too. Meanwhile, Modern Sonic wins a Chaos Emerald from Silver after defeating him in a fight in Crisis City. He also goes on to fight Modern Eggman and Dragoon in Eggman Land after defeating Modern Eggman, however. The Doctor is then taken away by the Time Eater, confusing the heroes. And we'll come back to that after the last break. Is this still bad? I'm sorry, guys. I guess I gotta shorten this cable and I gotta figure out what's wrong with it. Maybe I'll figure it out by next week. I'm too afraid to play with it right now, though. Okay. It was this one first and this one second? Yes. Alright, final music block. Stick around.
Through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
welcome back. That was your final music break. And yes, I know I probably sound different. My microphone is all sorts of borked, and the sound card is doing that funny little thing where it's like, nope, screw you, I know you're plugged in, but I'm not giving you any signal at all. So we're just going to sound like this to wrap up the show. In case you're wondering, that last third of the OST was Crisis Cities Act 1 and Act 2, Rooftop 1 Act 1 and 2, and Planet Wisp Act 1 and 2. Every song on this album is music you've heard before. Shocker. Funny how that works, right? Alright, let's finish up this plot synopsis, and then we're going to wrap this up. After collecting the Chaos Emeralds, the Sonic and Tails... Both Sonics and both Tails confront the Time Eater in its domain. There they discover that the Time Eater is being piloted by both Classic Eggman and Modern Eggman. Modern reveals that while drifting through time and space through following the event, or drifting through space, not time, just space, following the events of the Wisp incident, he found the primordial form of the Time Eater. Discovering that the creature had the power to erase time and space, Modern Eggman decided to use its power to alter the past and undo his previous defeats by erasing Sonic's action from history. However, he needed someone just as smart as him to perfect his modifications for the Time Eater, which is why he had it abduct Classic Eggman earlier. Confident that Eggman still cannot win, the Sonics engage the Time Eater. Although the Time Eater manages to nearly defeat the two Sonics, their friends and allies show up to support them, thereby activating the power of the Chaos Emeralds and allowing the Sonics to transform into Modern and Classic Super Sonic, respectively. The superpowered Hedgehogs proceed to confront the Time Eater in another dimension and manage to destroy it. The heroes then return to the present of Modern Sonic's dimension, with everything having seemingly returned to normal. There, the group continues to celebrate Modern Sonic's birthday. During the party, Modern Sonic thanks Classic for the team-up while Classic attempts to demonstrate the boost. Although he fails, Modern Sonic encourages to continue working on it. Afterward, Classic Sonic and Classic Tails find a stray time hole for them to return home with, and as the counterparts in their party guest bid them farewell to each other, Modern Sonic blesses Classic Sonic a great future, just as Classic Sonic and Tails pass through the closing time hole. Meanwhile, Classic Eggman and Modern Eggman are lost in white space. There, the two argue as they search for an exit and discuss about whether or not they will ever defeat Sonic. The discussion makes Classic Eggman contemplate if he should go back and get his teaching degree, which Modern Eggman thinks is not a bad idea, as he loves telling people what to do. And that's about it. That's all I got for you. That's the entire plot synopsis of the HD version of Sonic Generations. Disc 2 covers... the 3DS version, and the third disc covers tracks that are left over. I will probably save episode 3 for trivia about both games, and I will leave you today with the end roll for the HD version of Sonic Generations, so make sure you're here next week, same time, same place, for Sonic Generations Disc 2. That's it. I've been your host, That Dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019. And I've got somewhere to be, so I'm saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I will see you next time. So take care. Bye-bye!